Do the whole thing.
Is this turned on?
Yep.
Record and play?
Yep.
So it's not going.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was about to beat you down.
Welcome, everyone, to another exciting episode of Fresh Pots and Dad Pops.
I didn't like that.
You said you did or didn't.
Threw my whole chi off, man.
Yeah, I don't quite know.
Fucking ruining my vibe.
We might have to shut her down now.
Yeah, just fucked.
I quit.
Fucked it up, man.
It might be the end of the podcast.
The whole thing's done now.
Way to go.
Well, this, in theory, is episode 2. So
hopefully.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Anyone who stuck around, congratulations.
Say hi in the comments below. In the comments.
Sorry, Jake.
So we're on our way to Columbia, Missouri. Not
Columbia.
Or British Columbia.
Yeah.
Either one of them.
Or Columbus.
Or Columbus.
Ohio.
So,
Ohio. It's not the same.
Not that
Columbia,
place.
Missouri, to
it's
the
totally
east.
Different place.
East Side Tavern. It's gonna be awesome. Really looking forward to it. Con Man Economy.
It's the first episode in the van, so hopefully it sounds all right.
We'll see.
Once again, we'll go back to talking about how this isn't the first episode in the van. We did 2 episodes in the van. Just sounds terrible.
Yeah, well, it's the first that you
probably
can
not
see.
Do anything with
but
that.
We did it with the iPhone microphone.
Right. And this is the first that you can see, for sure. Comments below.
Smash that like and subscribe.
Smash that motherfucking like.
Subscribe.
Right?
Like, subscribe.
Yeah, this isn't compelling at all. It's basically a commercial at this point.
Yeah, it's okay. Holy shit. So what should we talk about today, fellas? Let's talk about yesterday. Let's start with that.
Yeah, so I saw in the debates that they're really for and against things and each other.
They're really for and against things and each other.
Yeah, they're very passionate about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
If they agree on it.
It turns out everyone's either for or against something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's wild. It's wild times we
live
in.
And if they do
right
agree,
now.
The other person's wrong.
I want to be the candidate that's just like, you know what, dude? I don't fucking know. No one fucking knows. It's not easy, man.
Jacob for 2020. I don't know.
Carlson 2020. I'm in. I'm voting now.
Yeah, I probably won't do anything.
Joe
would
be my loose cannon VP, like
almost
like a Biden or something.
Oh my god,
you would. Joe would be such a wild card.
Yeah,
wild card.
I'm ready to take this on.
I'm honored.
What would your platforms be, Joe?
That's a good question. You got to ask the president.
Vice President answer.
You're fucking ready, bud.
I told you.
That was pretty good.
I was born for this.
Born.
What would the president say? You know, I don't really know. You know, there's so many ways to look at that situation or that issue, and I don't think there's any easy answer. So we'll figure it out, we won't. I don't know. Fuck.
We'll just have to take it up with my board and, the people around me who support me. And, we'll go from there.
Yeah.
I like it.
I like the platform. I approve.
See, I'm going to be running
by myself.
I probably
would vote for that dude, too. He's just like
dude,
I'm going to run by myself.
He is.
Everything's fucked. We're
going to
try.
He's as truthful as it can be. I appreciate that.
Jacob Carlson is a liar. He has a plan the whole time, and he's not going to tell you. And let me tell you once, his plan is great. But don't vote for him.
Don't vote for him. His plan is economically stabilizing.
Okay,
some different viewpoints than you.
So, Pat, you're vice president then?
No, I'm my own.
1 and 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
Waldy is vice president.
2020.
Pat's going to be the only one smart enough not to run.
Yeah, I'm not going to run.
You could be independent.
I'm so independent, it hurts.
Bloomberg this shit?
No. Rude.
Rude.
The fun part about the dynamic like this is whoever's sitting back here doesn't necessarily get heard by what they say up there.
Yeah. It is pretty interesting. Waldy and I had a little sidebar while you guys were talking a few seconds ago.
Really?
What was your sidebar?
You have to wait and find out. Yeah. Watch the podcast.
Like and subscribe. Like and subscribe.
But I'm really funny.
I bet.
Well, you know, when you're fucked, you're fucked.
When you're fucked, you're fucked.
I feel like that's a song.
When you're right, you're right.
That's a song. When you're fucked, you're fucked.
I'm sure it is already, even.
Should I look it up? I mean...
Nah.
I'm gonna.
All
right. Okay.
Do whatever you want.
Is this a paper holder?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's clipboard. What should we put there?
If we were cleaner, we could put the day sheet there.
Yeah, we're not that clean.
Not that clean.
I'm only finding just You're Fucked. I found a song called You're Fucked by Ylvis.
Ylvis?
Nope. It's, I think it's Stories from Norway.
It's called You're Fucked, and it's on the album Stories from Norway?
I don't... It's a YouTube... Yeah. Yep.
I'm so interested now. You, like, turned me on a dime.
Let's look. Pull this bad boy up.
Oh, no, we can't pay the royalties. Only do, like, 5 seconds.
I don't think... I don't know if it's music. I don't know what this is. The most fucked man in the world?
The most fucked.
This, I mean, this is very well shot. I don't know what is happening. Men walking to a curtain, flapping the curtain, sitting in the dark, and is a guy on TV looking at the guy in reality, all doing the same stuff, man. It's like they're hanging out together.
VR, dude.
What is hap... Okay.
The most fucked man in the world.
Yeah. Dude,
who do you think the most fucked man in the world is?
Hmm.
Like, legit.
I mean, probably someone that no one knows about, you know?
Like, maybe, like, the highest volume of fuckery?
I'm talking about...
Like, people who are... Who fuck the most.
Oh, like having sex?
Yeah, who has, like...
Currently?
Who has 80s. Laid...
That's not what I was talking about at all.
Like, who is the Wilt Chamberlain of now?
Yeah.
So, it would... I mean, I would say this probably doesn't count porn stars, because that's not really fair.
No, it counts.
It counts?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm talking about the person who is, like, desired the most, and so they have... slept
well,
with the
but
most
desired
people.
The most doesn't mean fucked the most, though.
Okay, well, yeah, sure, I'm not saying there's a metric. I'm saying who's fucked the most people. Christ.
I'd like to rewind the tape. I believe the first thing was, what band is the most fucked? And
I didn't say that.
You didn't?
Nope.
No, he didn't say that.
What man is...
Oh, man.
I guess it doesn't even have to be a man. Like, man. Who's the most fucked person?
Yeah, because... It can go.
And I can see how you would have misconstrued that now that I say it back to myself.
Andy Dick.
Yeah, I guess so.
No, I mean, I
that's know. Your Andy, vote, Bat. You burned your.
Do I only
you
get
your chance?
I don't, that.
You only
that's
get
it.
One.
I only get one.
Yep. So
one.
Pat's on the bottom of the board already.
Well,
I can tell with Andy Dick.
Sucks.
I'm gonna go with Ron Jeremy.
That's a good guess.
How do we? Figure the actual answer out.
I don't
think we can.
Can I pick the U.S. Constitution?
Someone's got to be keeping a tally.
You want to be all edge and no point, just like a pizza cutter?
Fucking right. Without that pizza cutter, you just have a big old circle.
I fold it in half and eat it like a taco.
It's a big taco.
Well,
right, quesadilla.
According to Google, Durex... claim, and this is just a group of people. Durex claims that Greek people have the most sex in the world weekly.
Yeah, have you ever had a euro?
They say on 164 times on average a year.
Eat more euros.
Per person.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fucking. That's good for them, man.
That is a lot of fucking.
Yeah, that's busy work.
Like, at that point, it's got to be like it's 3 o'clock.
Okay, here we go. 11 people who claim to have the most sexual partners in history. So you guys can make your claims, and I will tell you where they stand.
So I gotta think here. I'm gonna say, I gotta try to think of somebody who's like not.
Okay, so Jake, you said Ron Jeremy, right?
Yep.
Okay. Ron Jeremy is on the list. I'm not going to tell you where he is on the list until all the guests have gone through.
The person I'm going to guess isn't going to be on the list, though, because they probably haven't claimed it. I'm just guessing.
You don't know? Who knows?
Okay.
Make a claim.
What is your guess?
I'm going to say Justin Bieber.
Okay.
Wally?
Dennis Rodman.
Really? Is that what you think?
Sure.
Okay. Well, then Jake wins.
Fuck yeah.
No, we can't go by that. Well, yeah, I mean, if we need to go by, like, something to, like,
well, this put is the only statistic we can go by.
That would be the
so
way.
So, do you want to hear the 11 people?
Sure.
Yeah,
I really do, actually.
That's a good one.
Number 11 is Hugh Hefner. He claims to have had sex with 1,000 different partners.
He stopped at 1,000.
Oh, shit, dude. Waldy.
Is he dead?
Dennis Rodman is on there.
Number 10?
Yeah, he's number 10.
Me S about it.
Simon Cowell, Dennis,
really?
Dennis Rodman, and Jack Nicholson claim 2,000 each.
Huh. I can see Jack Nicholson for sure.
He's got more years on Denny, though.
You like that, baby?
But Hugh had the most years of them all.
Right. Julio Iglesias claims to have had 3,000. Ron Jeremy, number 8, at 4,000.
And his are all documented.
I like how these are all dudes. Like, only dudes are the kind of people that are like...
That claim it.
Yeah, it's like, I fuck like 3,000
dude, I fuck like... I mean, 30,000.
If there is a girl that... You know, a female that... had sex more than this, she would claim a lower number.
Comments below. What do you think?
or maybe just not claim at all, because why the fuck would you do that?
I don't know. I mean, some people just, they do it, and that's their thing, and that's fine. Gene Simmons is number 7 with 4,600.
Fuck that guy.
Charlie Sheen, number 6.
Yeah, he's paying for that now.
5,000. Okay, so number 6 was at 5,000, all right? Here's a big jump. Warren Beatty claims to have had sex with 12,775.
I'm sorry, who's Warren Beatty?
he was Dick Tracy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
12,
I'm still surprised by Simon Cowell.
Yeah. John Holmes?
Can you imagine Simon Cowell? That was absolutely the worst sex I have ever had.
Ever.
Absolutely dreadful.
But now he'd be like, oh, that was beautiful. That was beautiful, it was darling.
Beautiful. It would suck to have sex with Simon Cowell, I guess, in his bad stage, you know? So who's John Holmes? Does anyone know who John Holmes is?
I've heard the name.
Okay. Oh, he's a porn star. Okay. He claimed 14,000. No, Wilt Chamberlain, as I said well earlier, has claimed 20,000.
Those are all
know
like
if I'll ever meet 20,000 people.
I just think about like if you got to divide it by like how many days has he been on Earth?
Yeah,
and
sexually active. Like let's assume.
So. With Wilt Chamberlain, it says, this is the most famous number on the list. In Wilt's 1991 autobiography, A View from Above, he claimed to have been with 20,000 different women.
A View from Above is the title of his autobiography?
Yeah.
That's such a fucking douchey.
Well, because he's super tall, though. Super tall.
It's true. Still pretty fucking douchey.
All of whom,
I don't know who Will Chamberlain is either.
He's a basketball player.
Everyone on this list is a fucking douchebag.
Oh, number 2 doesn't get much more douchey. All of whom were single at the time and none of whom got pregnant, he says. That was based on an average of 1.2 women per day, every day, for his entire life.
How is he fucking a 20th of a woman?
Or a 20th.
A fifth.
Okay, are we ready for number two?
One fifth.
Wait, he was only number three?
He was number three.
Oh my.
Dude, I'm getting...
Dude, number two. As far as I can say, I don't know who number one is, but number two, most superior douchey, Fidel Castro, with 35,000. So it says here, in a documentary about Castro, a Cuban official in his inner circle claims he had sex with 35,000 women.
Wow.
At this point, like, the numbers are, like, at a spot where, like, I don't even know if it's, like, possible.
No, it's... I mean, every single one of these people are for sure lying.
Yeah, full of shit, dude, right? But
yeah.
So I played on the house drum set last night, and it had 12 toms. It was insane.
So, okay, so I was just kind of glancing over number one. So number one is actually women. They're the Fokins twins. And now this claims to 177,500 each.
Huh.
Oh, they're prostitutes, yep, in Amsterdam, yep, in the red light district.
So our only ladies on the list are two of the oldest living members of the world's oldest professional. Louise and Martine Fokins are 70-year-old twins who were both prostitutes in Amsterdam's red light district for 50 years. They claim they had sex with 355,000 men combined in their run. That roughly comes out to 10 men a day each. Assuming they took 2 weeks of vacation every year.
Oh. That's good for them to take vacation.
Well, I mean, I feel you, like, should have...
You have to at that point.
I mean, if you're fucking 10, fucking 10 people a day, that's a really
tiring job.
That's a job, man. Someone's got to do it.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Good for them. So Ron Jeremy wasn't on their list.
Yeah, he was. He was number eight.
Huh. He was just the more reasonable of the ridiculous.
Well, he was a porn star, so it's realistic to think that he had.
Did I get the highest?
No, Jake did.
No, non-porn star.
You got the highest non-porn star.
But
and then,
I got the first place after first place.
And I got, well, probably into last place.
What did you guess again?
Well, he made me stay at Andy Dick when I was obviously kidding, but that's okay. I initially had said...
That's all right, bud. Sometimes, you know,
you lose. What did you initially say?
Andy Dick.
But, I mean, Pat got first place when it comes to drug addict comedians.
You said Will Chamberlain?
He did.
Yeah.
Oh. Huh?
See.
Well, too bad you said Andy Dick, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
That's okay.
I guess that's what I get for not paying attention to basketball.
What did Joe guess?
I guess Justin Bieber. I was not guessing about him, like, saying that he would have, like, slept with him. It's just that he's a mega superstar in the age where people are a lot
But he's less... married.
What?
Is he?
Yeah. He's been married for, like, a year now.
Damn it. I was trying to pick, like, a single...
And wasn't he married before to Selena?
But also, you know, we are in the age of, like, sex and stuff, but also keep in mind, like, the 70s were wild.
Well, yeah, but...
I'd say the 60s were wild.
Well, 60s and 70s, right?
And then the 80s,
people
have
been,
like,
fucking for ages, guys.
Yeah.
Pat wrote a book on it.
But I did write a book on it. I wrote a book about it.
Well, statistically, fucking is down.
Fucking's down!
Is fucking down or just babies?
Fucking's down.
Okay.
Like, you know how they do those, like, drug and, like, sex, like, a health quiz, like, questionnaires in high schools?
Okay.
Like, more and more young people are not having sex by the time they graduate high school.
You know, that's fantastic for my children, because I, for me as a parent, that is a fantastic statistic to know right now.
Why? Everyone should just fuck everyone whenever they want.
Until they're, I mean, like, 18 would be good for me. Good for me.
18 and out of the house.
Yeah, I mean, out of the house. Would be great.
Oh, yeah.
Would be really great. Anybody actually see that video yesterday that just got posted and it's kind of going viral about that kid that had caught his parents having sex And then so she filmed them talking about it, and he's like just having a breakdown, just crying. Do you see that?
Sorry.
So he's like, you would be like this too if you heard it 3 times. Just freaking out. 3 times.
How old is the kid?
Yeah, I don't know. He's like 13, maybe.
So he knows.
Oof. He looked younger than that.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Like 10?
Yeah, between 10 and 13, I would say.
He's too young to realize that that's a healthy thing for his parents. Dude, to be fucking still.
Well, in 3 times?
Yeah,
what?
If you have a 13-year-old and you're still fucking, that's fucking great, man.
It's
yeah.
good times.
Well, but 3 times.
3 times, yeah.
3 times he heard. Like, I'm going
careful,
to, like...
Careful, don't break my pen.
I mean, I really don't know... I really don't know, like, the basis. They don't go much into it in the video, but I mean... I guess I'm assuming like 3 times back-to-back type thing. That'd be my guess. I mean, I don't think he's heard 3 times over the amount of time, like over a period of time. I'm pretty sure it was like 3 times in that day.
I doubt that.
You don't? Well, you think...
They would have to neglect him all day long.
But if
they have Greek ascent?
Yeah.
But if he's like 13 years old, he's kind of going to be doing his own thing.
Unless he sucks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, I guess. But, like, when
yeah,
you
I mean,
were...
Just
you,
stop when, playing video games and get out of the fucking house and do something, man.
Yeah, I mean, he's most likely
you
just playing...
yourself.
Playing video games.
That's
probably,
that's
I mean,
a fair point.
Maybe so, that's the parents, like... It's kind of a weird way to get him out of the house. Like, oh, we got to get rid of him.
Go ride your bike, yeah. bud.
Let's get out and go play with your friends. Oh, you're not gonna? Listen to this. Listen to this, motherfucker.
You hear that? You hear that?
Yeah, yeah, now I'll bet you want to leave. Yeah, call Brandon. Get out of the house.
Call Brandon.
Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out. Call Brandon. Get out of here.
Oh, my God. I can't go to Brandon's house. His parents are fucking too.
They all want us out of the house, but we've got no place to go.
It's called the park.
Oh, dude. My kids want to go to the park all the time. I mean.
Do you have a park?
Yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah. They want to go to the park, but I mean, not without me. They won't do anything. It's they got to do it with me. And that's yeah. that's awful.
My it's so funny that's to think our parents would just kind of like be like, "All right, come back at you know nighttime or whatever." We'd just go out into
the
world,
turn on,
yeah, and just do whatever, and we'd come back, and they'd be fine as long as they didn't get a call from either someone else's parents or the cops, and it
right.
was just cool,
right. So it's funny because I was actually talking to my daughter about this. I was like, just go somewhere. It's like, she's like, well, I don't know who's home. I'm like, when I was your age, I found out who was home by looking for the amount of bikes in the yard. Fucking yeah. go outside and fucking look. Look. Call. You've all got cell phones. Call.
Oh, yeah. Then
call. Text.
Especially no excuse.
Oh, yeah. She's got a cell phone. Her friend's got cell phones. But you know, it's
that's terrifying.
It's TikTok or nothing. I don't see her do anything but sit on YouTube. It's pretty intense.
Dude, there is nothing that sounds more horrific than like being a parent and having to like read through your kid's text messages.
I'm not talking
from like anything like the obvious. I'm just talking about how stupid their fucking conversations would be.
Yeah, probably pretty stupid.
I can imagine how dumb our conversations probably were.
I mean,
yeah, that's fair.
Like, have you listened to the last 20 minutes? Your kids would be like listening to this podcast, but like, what the fuck,
yeah,
Dad?
Yeah, yeah, you're an asshole and a hypocrite.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not, like for real, I'm the worst. I mean, I could talk about all the dumb things they do, and it's okay because I've done so much worse as far as I'm aware of.
Yeah, but the thing is, they'll get there. They just need some time to marinate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's that I'm aware of. Like,
yeah.
I mean, you know, I've told you about, like, I burnt my garage almost down like, trying to film a Godzilla movie. Did I ever tell you about this?
No.
Dude, always. I didn't hear. I don't think I heard this.
Story time.
So.
Wait, you burnt it down?
No, I did not.
Okay,
so,
okay.
Almost. So, me and my buddy Mike. fuck, I don't know how old we were. We're like probably like 15, 14 or 15. And we had my mom's old, like, over-the-shoulder video camera. You know, those big 80s ones. Or, like, 90s, I guess. And we were so stoked. So, like, we'd pop a VHS in there. We're like, let's make a movie. We're going to make a Godzilla movie. So I had, like, these action figures. Because, you know, 14, 15, I still buy action figures. So I guess the age doesn't matter. And I was like, so we built this like little city and stuff, and we just started going at it. And I was like, you know what would be even sweeter? If Godzilla used his fire breath and burnt the city down. And you know what? That wasn't even the worst part. So we did that. I put like a tube, started, and that was awesome. And it worked, and it looked really cool. But then we were like, you know what else would be freaking cool? Let's put some gasoline in a bucket and light it on fire.
This has nothing to do with the story.
Just
or the
because.
Movie.
Nope.
We just did it. And then, you know, I was like, cool. This is super cool. I feel like I'm prepared. I have a hose with a spray nozzle. Like, I'm going to put this shit out. And so I'm spraying it. And, you know, I hadn't learned the science yet that, like, that doesn't work. You can't just, like, water out a gasoline fire.
Yeah.
And if it did teach it at school, I wasn't listening.
I think that's an implied.
Yeah, obviously. So, that's working. And my buddy goes, you know what? F this. Boom! Kicks the bucket over.
Oh, yeah.
And the whole garage floor, boom, engulfed in flames. Woof. And I'm like, oh, shit, boom. And I'm slammed. The garage door is down because I didn't want the neighbors to see or anything, you know, like I'm doing this. And so I'm spraying gasoline fire off of my feet and trying to get it off the walls as quick as possible. And my buddy goes, I'm going to go get some more water. And it's like, open the garage door, because he was on the other side where the garage door was. So open the garage door. And he goes, no, dude, I don't want the neighbors to see. And I fucking screamed. I was like, I don't want to die. And he runs out the door. He doesn't open the garage door. Oh, runs out the door. Comes back. I see him. I think this is it. I'm dead. I'm going to die here. This was it. Godzilla, my biggest moment.
Is the camera rolling still at this point?
Okay. No,
I was gonna say, we need to find this shit.
and so I'm spraying the floor and it's starting to come off, and my buddy comes back, bless his heart, comes back like a cup of water, goes psst, throws it on the fire, looks at it pretty much defeated, runs back.
Gets another cup of water.
Yeah. And so,
what is this dude doing with his life right now?
No, we were dumb kids, man. He's a great dude. All right. But it was funny. And so eventually, I actually put the gasoline fire out. And but it stunk so bad. And so,
how many cups of water did it take?
I think he got two cups of water, and then the hose got the rest out.
Gotcha.
So, after this now, I check the time, and I've got about 2.5 hours before my mom gets home to clear the garage of any burnt debris, which wasn't much, somehow, and to get the gasoline fire smell out. So, my genius plan was at my house, I had two box fans. I ran to every friend's house because, like, you know, when we were kids, all of our friends lived within a mile to 2 mile radius.
Yeah.
You know, because you all went to the same school. And I ran to everybody's house and I made a wall of box fans and blew it all out. And my mom never found out.
Hell yeah.
I survived.
Until she watches this podcast. But hey.
But hey.
Dude, that gave me a brilliant, probably not brilliant idea, but my $1 million idea.
Bucks fan wall?
Well, yesterday we were watching this show, 2 days ago, we were watching this show. It's basically like Cake Boss, but for Legos.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's all sorts of shows like this on TV, right? Mm-hmm. So what if there's a show where it's just kids in a very controlled environment, and they just say, like, whatever the fuck their crazy creative minds come up with, some dude has to, like, build that or do that for them.
Okay. That sounds awesome.
And then, dude, and then the competition. Because kids are, like, genius. They're insane and dumb, but they're also geniuses.
Oh, yeah. Well, because you're just like, you just create the most nonsensical thing that scientifically probably could never work. But at the same time, you know, when did we lose that?
Yeah.
I haven't.
No.
It's true. Joe could be one of the... Just Joe. A bunch of kids and then Joe.
Yeah, it's just me and like a panel of 5-year-olds and we're like discussing it. And I'm just like, no! It needs to have a jetpack!
Joe's not like the host. He is a contestant with the children.
Or he starts off as a host, but then gets competitive and like...
Yeah, yeah. That would be way better. Welcome to... Gosh,
I think this could happen.
I think it should happen. It'd be hilarious.
I gotta patent that idea before
each
someone
one of,
steals it.
Yeah, the scary thing is each one of our podcasts is probably gonna have really crazy great ideas that we're gonna just need to patent them all.
Well, at least we have proof that they're here first. We'll post it on the date will be published and blah 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 blah.
So was it you guys that I was talking about my other $1 million idea? It's called Ancestry.com.
Yes.
Like but Ancestry.com. But it's just so you can make sure that you're not related to the person that you just met on Tinder.
Right. So it's a Tinder co-app to make sure.
This is my biggest issue at the moment is that someone already bought the URL, but they're selling it for $8,000.
Damn.
So I'm going to start a GoFundMe. You can click on the link below.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
We really should.
To fund
we got to make a...
Ancestry.com.
Yeah.
That is legitimately a $1 million idea.
I want to know what their purpose for it originally was.
Yeah.
You've
got to wonder.
Oh, I think it's just because they probably had the same idea as me, and they're Weinstein. Like, I'm just going to buy this URL so that someone has to...
Oh, gosh.
That's true. I know people that just come up with, like, wild ideas and then just buy the URL and shit like that.
Or just, yeah, anything, like, I don't know, if it's, like, housepaint.com, you know, they're going to buy that.
House bleeding?
House paint.
Oh, house paint, got you.
House bleeding?
House bleeding?
Check up housebleeding.com.
What happened?
What would house bleeding be?
Check if that URL exists.
Wasn't that in The Shining?
Housebleeding.com.
The house was bleeding in The Shining.
So, an homage.
Oh, and Amityville Horror.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, it might have just been Amityville Horror.
Right? Yeah, I don't know horror movies.
Half does.
What?
Is the house bleeding from The Shining or Amityville Horror?
The Shining? Not in the Amityville Horror.
I thought the walls bleed in them. Yeah, that's the stance I'm trying to take right now, I guess.
It happens in, like, Evil Dead.
Yeah,
I don't think... I mean, so the blood...
only there was a website to tell us about this.
One thing at a time.
We need
one thing at a time. One thing at a time. I already got to look up housebleeding.com.
You're looking up housebleeding?
Yeah, nice. Housebleeding.com.
Okay. I'm really excited to see what this is.
Site can't be reached. It's unavailable. So that's open.
Housebleeding.com.
But... Okay, now I have to look up
URLs now are like real estate. You know, people just buy names that they think would be popular in 10 years, and then someone will end up paying a stupid amount of money for it.
Yeah. Well,
or if they
true.
See a startup company, they'll be like, oh, they don't have a website yet. I'm going to get that. Get that while it's hot.
That's interesting. I've never actually thought about that.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
You're right. The Amityville Horror... movie, the house looks like
It's been a while.
The house, there's a scene right here. So okay. The house, the walls bled at one point in time in that movie.
Could you imagine housebleeding.com? Just all the references. You know,
so if you were going to make
it's
a
like
house,
a Wikipedia.
If you were going to make like a housebleeding.com site though, Joe, what would you do for that? What would that be? What would that look like?
Okay, so here, ready? So it's like a, it's a website that sells a circulatory system for your house. That way you know if you've damaged anything, because if you nick like the wall or something while you're carrying furniture in, it just starts squirting blood out of it. And then you know, it's like, you know, sometimes you nick something, you don't really notice it, and then you go like weeks without, you know, knowing that it's broken. This way, you know, it just...
The instant, house bleeds.
Instant feedback.
So it would just be like patches, like a...
It'd be like veins. Almost like a tarp. It'd be like veins in the house.
Well, but if you cut your hand, you're going to bleed regardless of where it is. So with a house, though, you'd pretty much have to like... I mean, I guess you could do a whole bunch of veins, or just like tarp.
Well, no,
just put a tarp of blood.
No, there would be no tarp. It would have to be made of like some sort of meat.
So your house is gonna be meat?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if it's gonna be like a real like bleeding house, you gotta. I think we have meat. We got veins. It doesn't have to be like human blood. We can make some exceptions when it comes to that. And then, like, on top of all of this, we need to make, like, an intuitive control panel, right? So, like, when you've got the house that is bleeding at the moment, you know, you can kind of go in and maybe you can...
I have a really,
well, maybe
really
the
good
control
question.
Panel just... Yes.
Okay, so...
I can't figure out what the control panel will
do,
I guess, but
I would
it needs to be there.
So
there's got to be a control panel.
So, so with the control panel, I guess, the thought that went through my head, the question was, so let's say you were going to remodel, all right? Would the control panels be to, like, be able to shut off parts of the house, kind of like a, you know?
No, there would actually be, sections of the house that would have, like, cloth, like, stretched around it, so you'd have to tie it off.
Okay, so, like, let's say I was going to remodel, though, and I needed to take down a divider wall.
Yeah.
So if I start sledgehammering away at that, am I just getting shot with blood? Or is the control panel, can I turn that off?
Oh, no,
sure
no.
That it's not a load-bearing wall.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Yeah. That's the way.
Right.
Load-bearing limb.
Yeah.
But
so,
no.
I'm just going to be just blasted with blood the whole
time. Let's consider the control panel like the tourniquet for the house, right?
Okay.
If you wanted to do reconstruction, you'd have to make sure there's no blood flow to that portion of the house.
Or if I did, it would just be a chance I'd have to take. I'd have to tarp everything down. And
do you know why the house is bleeding?
Huh.
The house is bleeding because it keeps everything at a comfortable 98 degrees Fahrenheit.
It's alive.
On the inside.
Okay. Another question.
Warm.
It's pretty warm, but you get used to it, right?
Another question, though. If, once again, if I were to take down a part of the wall for some reason...
Better use the control panel.
Right. And but my question, if I tourniqueted it...
We're going to call it tourniqueted.
Tourniqueted?
Yep.
Okay. So if I were to tourniquet it...
Yes.
Sounds right.
Would it hurt it? Would the house hurt?
Do you hurt when you're tourniqueted?
Yes, but you're putting a circulatory system in, not a nervous system.
Oh, hey.
So is there a nervous, like, will
I hurt? So we got to look and see if there's a housenerves.com.
Will I hurt? Because that's a whole separate thing.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I don't have a degree in that. So, like, I can handle housebleeding.com. But, like, somebody else is going to have to take up house nerves.
I can take house nerves.
Okay. Yeah, it seems right.
I'll just paint your house.
Yeah, I'm into that.
There's
I'm
no house painter. Nerves either.
What about the respiratory system? Or digestive
infections?
System?
Yeah, Pat would be the digestive system for sure.
Wait, why?
Because you have terrible poops.
I did have
a
good one.
Doesn't that make you... I mean, he's not an expert on it?
Obviously doing something really fucking wrong.
Well, but you know, like, what the limits of, like, a plumbing system is. You know?
You know what the worst.
You've
to
taken it
for.
To the edge.
Fair. Okay, that's fair.
As we all have, but like not as a career.
Fair enough.
Wow.
I'm not going in on you. I'm just saying. Like,
I didn't know pooping was my career.
Well, I mean, like you've made it so.
Dude.
You know, do what you love.
Impressive.
It's not a career, but it could be. You want it's not.
Never work a day in your life. You do what you love.
You do what you love, you never work a day in your life.
Pooping. Oh. All right, this is the first time we talked about poop.
Yeah, we actually made it pretty far without talking about butt stuff and poor poop this
time. Yeah, it's only 40 minutes.
43 on my count.
Yeah, 43.
Damn, we're good. This is almost synced perfectly.
That's awesome.
I was going to say, guys, we're really growing up.
We are
the first grown. Thing we talked about, who's had the most sex?
Yeah. We've grown.
We're in
We've
90s
grown in
era Howard Stern.
In these 45 minutes, we've really grown.
I'm proud of us, guys.
I am too, you know?
Oh, I have a feeling this storm is about to get pretty gnarly.
I'll check the radar.
Yeah, I hope not.
I mean, it's just...
It's starting to get a little thicker.
The temperature keeps dropping by like a degree every couple miles.
Sure.
And we're starting to see solid chunkies.
Yeah.
Solid chunkies. Name your sex tape.
Name my poop.
Oh my gosh, that's perfect. You heard him, Summer. Solid chunkies coming March 2020.
Hey, did someone order some solid chunkies?
Hey, what's up? Did you order some solid chunkies?
Yeah,
I don't have any money, though.
I don't have any money, so...
I guess.
Is there any other way we can work it out? I hope Summer actually watches this because I think she's vowed that she's probably not going to watch our podcast when
That's
I told her about
a good
it.
Idea.
Yeah.
I hurt.
Oh.
I hurt.
Holy shit.
So for the weather, where there's a snow system that passed, now it's green, but we might catch the tail end of and the second back end of snow.
I'm really worried about ice.
Yeah.
This thing can handle snow like a fucking champ.
Let's take a look at today's weather with our meteorologist, Waldy.
Also, for those of you that don't know... Oh, sorry. Waldy, go ahead.
I just said, it's wet.
It's wet.
It's wet.
What? No?
I was going to... Because the listeners probably don't know that this is our van.
Oh, yeah.
His name is Dylan, and he's a good boy.
He's a good boy. He's got enough room for us to do what we need to do.
And apparently to be able to podcast while we do it.
Hopefully, that's just because we're resourceful fucking people.
Yeah. We're just a bunch of resources.
Can you point the camera that way just to let them see what we're seeing?
Yeah, I can probably flip it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to... Ew!
Where's the flipper? I don't think we can do it.
Is it? I look like a boomer on their fucking phone, just like, is it fucking working?
Okay, boomer.
I can't tell if it's working or not. Is it on?
So it reminds me of that sloth picture of you.
Oh my god.
We'll try to
I wish I could show it to the camera.
Let's try to remember to put a still of that.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, if like when I'm editing this, like at this moment, you just like right here. Perfect.
Yep.
Good job, Joe.
Right here. Here it is again.
I'm going to be holding it. It's going to be like my face in my palm right there. And they'll have to like kind of like, you know, like.
What the fuck is that? Or, if yeah, you can make it like, almost even zoom into it, too, if you needed
to. Yeah. I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
The world's mine.
Man, it's your oyster.
It's my oyster.
We got to do more things like that in this podcast.
I mean, we definitely can.
Like, you know. Here's a pony. Dancing on my hands.
Oh,
good luck, Joe.
I thought you were going to say talk about oysters.
Challenge accepted.
I love oysters.
Have fun.
You love oysters?
Yeah. They're great.
You know what? I don't mind a couple, but they get a little, it's like green olives to me. They get really overwhelming really quick.
Now you get some Tabasco, some horsey.
Well, that is the sound too.
I mean, that's not good though, considering if you get sick of that really quick, because I see people, you're supposed to eat like 30 of them.
Easily. Of what?
Oysters.
Oysters.
I'm eating.
What?
Oysters.
Are they expensive?
Relatively for what you're getting.
Sure.
That should be the slogan for oysters. Oysters. You're buying, I'm eating.
Trademark in the comments below.
Like and subscribe.
Smash that.
I thought you were going to say that the slogan should be oysters. It's a lot for what you're getting.
Yeah, that's what I thought he was getting at too, but.
Which I subscribe to that.
I'd like and subscribe, for sure.
I'd like and subscribe. I'd smash that fucking like button. Smash that fucking like!
I mean, since we're talking about oysters, I guess you could say you would slurp that like button.
Oh, I'd slurp that like button.
Slurp it.
Yeah.
Does that work the same way?
We should say that now. Slurp that like button.
Maybe we will.
We could make it our thing.
But here's the thing. Do you remember what the nickname that you gave Jordan last night? Or, yeah, yesterday, I guess?
Kind of. It was, I feel like it was off that bad lip reading video.
It was.
It was like,
oh, man. Chet!
It was a good one, too.
Pat, do you remember?
I don't.
Oh, you were like, do you remember? And you were like, you're going to tell us.
Yeah, no, I don't.
After we're done with this one, we're going to have to...
It's like Swirty McRuff Button or something.
It's not that, but it's close. Yeah. No, it's like.
Oh, look at that fucking sign, dude.
Whoa.
Got taken out.
That took down.
That wins.
Damn. I feel like it was like La Dante something.
Swartooth.
No.
Are you sure?
Yep.
It was like a really like vowel heavy word. La Dante Squarefish.
Yeah. That's what.
And I could even be fucking it up a little bit, but like the bad lip reading thing was almost exactly. It was close.
Yeah.
I know Squarefish was one of them. La Dante Squarefish.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it was. Oh, shit. That's funny.
I was seriously watching that, like, when we were staying at Jake's parents' house. I was, like, upstairs and just laughing my ass off in the dark, just watching that alone.
Yeah, I just see you just giggling. Just giggling to yourself. Did you stay in his sister's room?
Yeah.
Nice.
She had her own bathroom, dude.
Really?
Yeah. Whole tub, shower, toilet, sink.
Did you? Or was yours just because yours was right next to it?
Mine was right next to it.
Oh, yeah, we're starting to get some flakes, huh?
Basement was great because it was all nice and cool down there all the time.
Yeah. And there's a gym now.
Yeah. That used to be the music room.
Okay.
It was my studio.
Nice.
Nice.
He's doing quotes a bunch. Quotes a bunch.
Quotes a bunch.
Quotes a bunches of oats.
Right.
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 No, you fucked it up. It's bunches of quotes.
Bunches. Ah, I have
What'd
it.
What'd you say? bunches of oats.
Is it quotes or the bunches of oats?
Bunches of quotes, dude.
Bunches of quotes.
Honey bunches of quotes.
Honey bunches of quotes. I fucked that up.
Great cereal, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really enjoy it.
All right, honey
five.
Bunches of quotes. It's honey flavored fortune cookies. Like, not fortune That's, cookies. Oh, yeah. No, that would
yeah,
be it. Yeah, yeah.
Because
then, like, you could, like, pour some milk on it, you dummy. And, like.
And then you. And once you take a bite, each one has a fortune.
A quote.
Yeah, a quote. By somebody famous.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Fortune cookie cereal. Honey bunches of quotes.
Just your paper is just always soggy.
It just gets
stuck to the inside of the cookie half the time. You gotta try and eat it. Because you're not a
significant source of fiber.
Yeah.
Have you noticed how fortune cookies do not tell fortunes anymore?
Yeah, it always just says something like...
It's like, hey, if you try your best, that's a better chance of succeeding than if you didn't try that much. It's like, oh, that's not a fortune.
Yeah, yeah. I opened one up once and it just said, you're a good guy, Jim.
Good guy, Jim.
It was trash. My name's not fucking Jim.
Yeah, but if it was, you know how fucking blown your mind would be?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just be like,
what? Oh my God.
What is happening here?
Oh my God.
Jesus.
Definitely
Christ.
Not stuck on these semis right now.
Oh, there's one in the ditch already.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, a car. Yeah, not a semi.
What a dummy.
Well, yeah.
No, you just gotta take it easy, you know?
Just gotta take it easy.
But maybe they were trying their best and someone else wasn't taking it easy.
That could That's very much could be the way.
Then they did their best and they avoided that person. So
I mean,
avoided them
thing.
Clear. Yeah. Like all.
Yeah, they just went in, but they didn't get taken with them.
That's true. Could be.
So, you know, there's always two sides of every.
Did that water tower say Bloomington Normal?
I don't. Maybe.
Bloomington Normal.
I swear it did. Just a weird thing.
Oh, yeah, that's Bloomington Normal. Over there, we got Bloomington Strange.
Yeah. I like that Bloomington Strange.
There's a bunch of nice people in there.
I'd love to have a strain of weed called Bloomington Strange.
That would be great. Dude, that's such a good name. We're coming up with so many good ideas for, like, things right now. That's a great name for a strain. We got Honey Bunches of Quotes. We have HouseBleeding.com.
HouseNerves.com.
HouseNerves.com, sister company. Yet to be determined.
Ancestry.com.
And Ancestry.com.
And then my original idea, the game show for kids.
Yep.
And I'm still going to paint those. People's houses.
He's good at it.
I'm more so interior painting. I'm really good with edging and ceilings and, you know, obviously priming and normal coat painting.
And if it's a house from HouseBleeding.com, you're a body painter.
Yes. And I will be the first certified house body painter, so...
Not only will he
be... You're gonna pay for it.
He just got his degree. Congratulations, Walt.
What? Yeah, Bloomington Normal. Yep, for sure.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Interesting.
That's a weird name. But we gotta find Bloomington Strange now.
I'll bet they're gonna be like, oh yeah, you're so funny, fellas.
Like, I never heard that before.
Oh, I never heard it. You guys are so original.
And then we just find out, like, they actually are strange, and that's how they, like, interact with people. And, like, that's the first time we heard that.
We're talking about Peoria.
I had no idea. Nice. I thought it was just the name.
Shout out to Shannon Burns.
We're really close to where we stayed with, why can't I remember his name right now? He was in Grayson.
Nate?
I think so.
I think it's Nate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I don't remember much.
No, we played Harvard. But I slept, or I like, puked so hard, I, like, fell into, one of those big trash cans.
Oh, God, I remember that. That was so good.
Oh.
Those were the days, right?
So, Harvard, right? Do you remember it? Do you remember how to play it?
Harvard. Oh, no. I never played
it. So, it's, like, you set up a beer pong setup, like a pyramid, for throwing the balls into.
Okay.
And then you... you put a flippy cup on the table, right?
Okay.
So what happens is you play flippy cup, like, down the row, and I think it's like four people or something. So the first person to finish their flippy cup set gets to go and shoot, and then as soon as they shoot the ball and get it in, that person, you know, has to drink it or whatever. So you end up drinking at least twice per turn.
Oh. Okay.
And it goes crazy. It's like a race. You know.
Yeah, and then, you got wrecked that night. We found you in the garbage can.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm pretty sure you, like, legit, I remember you legitimately were sleeping in that I found him.
No, there's a picture somewhere.
Yeah, he was on
the
ground.
We'll put that picture right here.
We don't
I don't know if we have it.
We don't have that picture.
If we don't,
I'll just put an X there.
Yeah, chill, put, big red X.
Or just this.
But, I remember we found, he had tipped the garbage can over and was, like, sleeping in it. Like, head first into that garbage.
head from.
Yeah, I woke up and needed to wash my hair.
Oh yeah.
For sure.
Because there was garbage in the garbage. It wasn't
Plus
an empty
his
garbage.
Throw up, right?
Dude, and that was the.
I would assume his throw up, yeah.
That was the craziest place. He had pet swans. He had two pet swans.
Yeah. I remember that.
They were dope.
Were they nice?
They were just out there. They didn't come up to us or anything. Yeah, they were just there. They had names, I guess.
Oh, so they weren't like house swans?
No. House swans. Houseswans.com. Trained to not bite your children. Houseswans.com.
If one bites your children, you get a full refund.
Yeah.
Money back guarantee.
No, if one bites your children, you get another one for free.
Dude,
if that one bites your children, then you fucking put that on yourself.
Yeah.
You bought two swans.
We're good.
No, you got to buy two first. You know, buy one swan and it bites your children. Shame on you. No, maybe it is two. Yeah. Buy another swan and it bites your children. Shame on me.
You can get a third one completely free. Just pay a separate processing and handling.
Thank you.
Houseswan.com. Believe
swans.
It.
Swan. Plural.
Does it exist yet?
Well, House Swan is not there, but...
House Swans.
There's not just one... That's a horrible business model if you only have one product.
Oh, no, I did do House Swans. I did that.
And it was...
free.
Nice.
And it was...
it was good. And all was good.
And it was good.
Let the race begin.
Grayson was awesome, though. Those guys were cool.
They were dope. And they did their... I know his last name was Christ.
Nathan Christ.
We stayed at Ben Remmel's house.
Ben Remmel's house. Yep. Not Rummel. Remmel. Okay.
No,
this is a different guy.
We stayed at Ben's house, and Nathan Christ did our first album cover.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's an awesome album cover.
And I'll put that right here.
Yeah, he drew it. It was awesome.
Right here.
It's right here.
Damn you guys. Fuck.
Joe's going to have to put all this shit in. It's
that was hard.
Copy and paste. So back to House Swans. We should probably buy that just in case they make a, like a sequel to Black Swans.
Yeah?
Where Black Swans? You know, she's retired from ballerining and she becomes a house mom. House Swan.
Because House Mom could be good. That's got to be something.
But that side, we're going to get many different...
House Mom?
You're going to get a lot of housemom.com searches.
I mean, you're either going to get something totally PG or totally not PG.
House Mom.
Yeah, I doubt there's a PG-13 House Mom.
Let's talk about websites that can either be very PG...
It's called Real Housewives of
LA. Dude, no, housemom.com is not taken.
Dude, that one is actually a really good... Like, that one's going to be bought at some point.
That's
one. See how much it is.
All right.
How much is it?
Domains. Okay.
By the time you guys see this, we might have already bought housemom.com. Check your web browser right now. Type it in right up there.
It's an additional service to Bleeding House.
Yeah.
If your house just needs a little loving touch, go to housemoms.com.
If your house is bleeding, she will put a Band-Aid on the boo-boo.
We are the house moms.
We are the house moms.com.
It went to the wrong
thing. Okay.
Whoa, dude.
What the fuck
you,
are you doing?
Fuck you!
I'm gonna
spray
no space.
Fucking snow all over your fucking.
All right, keep talking. Housemom.com is taken, it says.
Well, somebody bought it then.
Yeah.
Jeez, we didn't even air yet, and you guys are already stealing
ideas.
Wait,
damn.
But I still can buy it. Oh, well, that's House's Mom. House's Mom.
Can you imagine if you wanted Housemom.com and you saw that, and you're like, I guess House's Mom is fine.
Or could it be House This Mom, where you're finding homes for moms?
Finding moms for homes.
Oh, so somebody did buy housemom.com, there's just no one, they're not doing anything with it.
Such a waste.
Well, they are, they're going to
Yeah, they're
trying to sell it to guys like us.
And right now, they're like, oh, someone's talking about
it. Oh, yeah.
We're going to get an email.
Housemom.com. Like, oh.
It's like, hey, I heard you like housemoms.com.
So you know what? Since we don't have the rights to it, do nothing with housemoms.com. Nothing.
Wait a second.
I was going to say something, but I had nothing.
Yeah. I probably ruined your
What were you going
to
say?
I just put the microphone to my mouth and like was going to just force something out, but nothing came.
Nice.
Story of my life.
That's when the best shit comes out, though. Yeah. The weird shit, you know?
Keep running.
Really dark shit.
The really dark shit.
Deep shit.
The shit we have to cut out.
Yeah.
What? What part?
We're saying that. What is happening? What is that?
It's a GPS, bro.
Oh, my God.
I'm going all audio, no visual.
Okay.
So let's talk about... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, building off on what we were getting at earlier, let's try to make a list of websites that could either be very PG or very R-rated.
All right, you tell me and I'll be the one...
Hotmail.com.
Hotmail?
Depending on how you spell it, yeah.
Well, how do you want it spelled?
I had a friend, actually, when he was younger, he was, like, pretty bad at spelling.
Yeah.
And he typed in the wrong Hotmail because he had a Hotmail, and we were at school, and it was just like, nope, yeah, not that.
That's definitely taken, then.
Well, yeah.
It's an email service, Birch.
I know, but that's a funny playoff of
okay,
it.
Okay, so what else now?
Man, I thought this would be easier.
Anybody got any ideas in the comments below? We'll look at those and we'll talk about it next time if anybody does it. If not, we're going to continue trying to think.
We're going to keep thinking in silence.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Like Squidbone? Squidbone.com?
Oh.
Joe!
Why don't you smash that decline button?
And we're back.
Yep, you know? There's options.
So I'm seeing here that we got low battery on the audio recorder.
Well.
So we might have to...
Maybe we should take a break and also figure out where those guys are at and if the storm gets worse.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Well, it's been over an hour.
Yeah, it's been like an hour 15. I think we should try to record for like hour and a half, hour 15. So I just have some space to cut if we want to try to make it...
Wiggle around.
Yeah, well, then why don't we just keep going for another 10 minutes? I'm pretty sure the battery's got 10 minutes.
I don't think it does.
You don't think so?
No, it's completely zero.
Oh, yeah, we're at zero battery.
Yeah.
We're going to call her done
for We're going to call her quits for the day,
Thanks
huh?
for sticking around.
So,
it's okay.
You know,
if this one's a little under an hour, that's okay.
Take her easy and,
you know.
Yeah, take it easy.
Just make sure you're putting your stuff where it belongs.
Clean your butt.
Bye.
Yeah.